Money, money, money. Got all that money. Trying to tell you, Mark, we got that money, guys. Should Christians have money? Can Christians be rich? Is money really the problem or is it the solution? Well, I guess we gotta talk about it. What's going on, that Supernatural Talk family? It is episode 16 of That Supernatural Talk podcast, and I'm excited as always because we have a good, amazing, pleasant, precious episode for you. We're going to talk about, should Christians have money? Well, I think they should, because how are we going to see the kingdom go forth without money? Now, 1 Timothy 6:10 tells us something. It tells us what the root of all evil is. Now, I have the Glory Boys with me, minus one. Today, we don't have Glory Boy number one, but we have Glory Boy number two and three. So before I jump into what 1 Timothy 6:10 tells us about what the root of all evil is, I want to introduce Glory Boy number two. Can we just let Keegs Eyes jump on here real quick and say a good hello to the people of That Supernatural Talk?
What's up, That Supernatural Talk family? I am excited to be here today in a different location behind the computer, but there's grace in Jesus' name. So praise the Lord. We're going to make it.
Yes. Amen. And Glory Boy number three is here. We have Mark Jean.
I like that. What's going on, TSNO family? We out here, man. I'm excited. This is a good topic.
It is. You think you can talk about it?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about it.
It's going to get deep. It's going to get very, very deep. So I want to ask the Glory Boys a question, all right? So the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:10 that what the root of all evil is. Now, I want to see if you guys know. I'm putting them on the spot. Keegan, what is the root of all evil?
The root of all evil?
Yeah. Don't look it up. You can't look it up. You gotta guess off your head.
Well, and 1 Timothy, that I know that verse you're talking about, it says how money is the root of all evil. But I believe in that verse it talks about the corruption of the heart, or there's something similar around there. So I believe that.
You studied your Bible and showed yourself an approved workman of God, dividing?
Oh, no.
Being able to see what is truth? What is the root of all evil, Mark? Do you know?
Is this a trick question?
It's not. It's an actual question.
You
failed the test. It's Mark's turn.
Sorry.
I thought that was a good answer. I'm not going to lie. I was going to say that, but guys, I would say pride.
Isn't it sin? No. Okay, so Keegan said the love. Well, actually, I just told it. The love of money is the root of all evil, guys.
Oh, yes.
1 Timothy 6:10 says this. It says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." We know that Solomon also lets us know that it's all vanity at the end of the day. You know, it's all vanity. So it's the love of money. Money is not evil. It's the love of money that is evil. The pursuit of money. Money being your idol. You know, Mammon is behind. It's a spirit, a demon named Mammon, which is a god that some people worship. Some people even worship this god unknowingly. Mammon is a demonic spirit that gets people into a place to lust after money. I mean, think about it. Behind every evil thing that's going on, what is pushing it? The pursuit of money. So the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, with that being said, let's jump into this topic, okay? So when we look at drug dealers, the reason they sell drugs is money. We look at people who sell, I mean, even the pharmaceutical industry, I mean, movie industry, I mean, cosmetic industry, any type of industry needs money, right? So it's always about projections, like how much money are we making this year? Do we do better than last year? You know, if we're not doing better than last year, we're not succeeding, we're not doing well because the money doesn't look right, okay? And most time companies aren't praying to Jesus. They're actually basing their lives off of like how much money they're making, right? And us Christians are a little different. We just trust the Lord. We trust the Lord with our supply, regardless of what we get year to year. Yes, is it good to see the success? Is it good to see that we are gaining more every year? Yes, can that be a sign that we're moving in the right direction? Sure, but we should never fall in love with it because, you know, money, I got to say, money come, money go. You know, so behind most everything is a pursuit of money. Wow. Especially when you're not in Christ. Think about it. You get a job, you're going for that promotion, you're doing good at your job, hoping to get that, you know, get that promotion, like I said, or, you know, you're out there wanting to be an actor or wanting to be a celebrity or an influencer or a musician for the sake of it, really gaining money. They're not really, they're really like, look at me and then give me your money instead of like, look at me and let me give you Christ.
Wow.
You see, there's nothing wrong with using your gifts and talents for financial gain and also to help you personally. But we need to make sure Christ is the centerpiece, you know? So my question is, let me ask this question first, because we found out most anything you do in life is the pursuit of riches, money, right? If you don't have Christ and don't have that understanding.
Yeah.
But Keegan, question for you. Can Christians have money? Should they have money? Can they be rich and still be able to serve Christ?
Absolutely. I believe that every single Christian should be rich. They should be rich in spirit. And in order to be rich with wealth, I believe you need to be rich in spirit first. And we know that God is the one who has the ability to produce the wealth. So therefore, I believe that if you are truly pursuing Christ and you've fully surrendered to Him and you've laid down everything, I truly, truly believe that He will make you prosper. Now, are there moments where He may humble you and He may test you? Absolutely. I know many people who are in that season of life right now. And however, this is my thing. I said this actually during our revival that we just had in Oceanside, California. I said, I'm tired of the lack that we're constantly seeing in Christians. And I'm tired of the pockets of the enemy being filled up over and over and over again each and every day. And we're seeing less and less money coming into the kingdom of God. So I personally believe that God wants every single one of us to prosper, and He wants, you know, the kingdom to have more wealth than the devil's kingdom, right? So that's what I think.
Yeah, I think it is very important that believers should have wealth. I mean, money is what makes, you know, the old saying, money is what makes the world goes round and round. We need money to fund the kingdom. We need money to give to the churches, to raise, to give to the orphanages, the homeless. You know, we need money. You know, I believe this is God's heart, that we are blessed, we are wealthy, so that the kingdom can advance. Just simply because this is how this realm works and operates. Money has to be there. Money is a part of our life. You know, like you said earlier, it's not a bad thing, but definitely, like Keegan said, our hearts have to be in the right place when it comes to money. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, here's my thing. Like me for now, right? I got some jewelry on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got gold. Is it all real gold? I'll let you guys decide. But I wear this as a prophetic representation of where I'm from. Mm. The streets of gold in heaven, things like that. I'm okay with Christians having nice things, having personal things. I truly believe, though, that our output should be way more than our personal input. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, what I mean is, like, we should be willing at any time to give away, to help who needs to be helped, be led by the Holy Spirit. I know that God is okay with us having things. Like, for example, I believe if Christians have mansions, then they should use those mansions for the kingdom of God, just not to house four people. What's the point in having like 12, 20 bedrooms and only having four people living in there? You know what I'm saying?
I know people that live like that too.
But it's crazy. It's crazy for what? Unless you're going to actually use it for kingdom purposes. For example, you guys left uprooted from your states and moved down here. If I had a 12-bedroom house, I would have no problem with letting you guys live in it. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Prophesy.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Helping you guys to jump into the kingdom. So, you know, this is why we got to be careful judging ministers who have big houses, big mansions. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. That's between them and God. I think money is a very sensitive topic. You know, one of the things you do, you could be having a great meeting, you could have prayer, you could have worship. The moment you start talking about money, people cringe up because they've been so like they're scared of being manipulated. They've seen the bad part of it, where, you know, abuses in church where people are trying to take up offerings and stuff. Like the other day, I felt on my spirit when I was live. I told my wife, I said, before I even went live, I said, babe, I think I'm gonna get people to give in the number five. You know, for grace. I told my wife that. And I just felt in my heart to do it. And here's the thing. There's faith behind it if it's done right and you do it cheerfully. Five is the number of grace. And if you give into something, I believe that if you give with the right heart, your grace can expand. So I said, go ahead and give. And I believe God will expand the grace in certain areas on your life for what you're giving for. Now, we never give. Now, let me go ahead and qualify this. I don't believe you give money to get healed. I don't believe you give money to get delivered. I don't believe you give money to get a prophetic word. You know, I don't believe that. I believe that's all free.
Yeah.
You know, but let's look at this, though. I believe time is valuable, and I believe time is something we can't get back. And I've also seen the abuse of the people on the other side taking advantage of ministers' time and not appreciating it one bit. And I've seen those ministers stop ministry and go become car salesmen or whatever because they've been abused. I've seen pastors that are beat up by the people. They're just beat up and downtrodden because they never, you know, they took scripture to a point where they never wanted to ask anything of their time. Wow. So I'm a person where I'm like, if you want to have a one-on-one with certain people, there's a value to time. Now, if you're a pastor, you know, you have your members, your church, of course you open up free counseling sessions and stuff and, you know, you have people in the church, but I even believe people that take the pastor's time, we should have a heart to give because we should give into those who are so sowing their lives day and night. You know, I just believe we should be cheerful givers. So there's the other side of abuse. So I don't mind if, like, especially influential Christians, Christians that have large platforms that God has really blessed. You got millions of messages coming in. You got, I mean, you got to have an access point of a value on your time. So I'm not against that because, you know, especially if the money is going to go to blessing their family, blessing the people around them, they're supplying jobs. Like what a lot of you might not know is the money that I'm given, right, from you guys that sow and invest into the kingdom, we give people jobs, we help the least of them. You can ask these guys, I'm not saying this to boast, I boast in Christ, but you're like, I'll just be giving money away. You can ask them, they see it. Or I'll help them out every now and then. You know, I can't tell you guys throughout my life a lot that's happened just from the stuff we give to other ministries. We help supply jobs in this ministry. People have literal jobs, incomes through this ministry. So, you know, meaning where they work. And I plan to supply hundreds, if not thousands of other jobs one day, you know, because I believe in the kingdom. And I believe the kingdom can supply work. So to other people. And I believe that's apostolic thought, right? Yeah. So, you know, that's where like funds, when they come to me and, you know, then I'm going to give you guys a secret. Okay. Here's a secret. So one of the ways that I'm able to thrive and survive is because of the social media thing, books, videos, extra content that I put out there. These are ways that I'm able to thrive. You know, some certain speech and engagements, when I'm out doing revivals, things are personally come to me that way. You know, a lot of the money that comes in from Forerunners and stuff like that, that's just to supply the kingdom of God. Yeah. You know, that's to give to the kingdom, to give to those that are helping, to give to those that are pouring out. So guys, let me tell you something. If you're coming into the kingdom of God to become rich, you're in it for the wrong reasons. Be rich in spirit, like Keegan said. And then everything else will fall in place. And that's how you know that even if you do start to have a lot, your heart posture is not going to change. Mm-hmm. You're not going to become haughty. You're not going to think you're higher than anybody else just because you have money. Listen, money Money can make you powerful, but it can make you powerful in the wrong way. And it can make you fall out of love with people. Because the moment you fall in love with money, you fall out of love with people. Because money now becomes your pursuit instead of souls being put into the kingdom. The Bible literally tells us, don't store your treasures here on earth, but store your treasures in heaven. It says where your heart is where your treasure is.
That's so good.
So if your heart's in souls, your goal is going to be souls. And listen, if you're truly pursuing God's heart, which is souls, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to supply your needs. He's going to supply. And he's going to give you more than you ever thought. He'll give you the house that you've wanted. He'll give you the cars that you want. You know, he's just a good father. He really is. So it's nothing wrong with having nice things for kingdom purposes. Mm. You just remember, he gives you that car. It might be somebody else's son one day.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Look, Keegan's already trying to take stuff. You heard
it? Amen. I receive.
Really? Look, he's receiving the cars. But my goodness. You see how this guy works?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You got to watch what he sees. He'll be like, man of God, go ahead and get that right now. Because I'm going to take that golden hand-me-down, you know?
I have faith.
Yeah, I know.
To receive but, more
you know,
grace.
Man of God, it's so crazy how, like, you know, we applaud all these celebrities with their fashion, their eyes, sure, their jewelry. But when it comes to the Christian community, it's a negative thing. You know, like, I mean, if you think about it, when we're in heaven, we're going to be dressed in the nicest garments. Oh,
beautiful.
I mean, we're going to be like, you think fashion here is nice. You know, the Gucci's and stuff here. I mean, up there, just imagine how the Lord is just going to dress us. I mean, I think there's a era there in how we even look at what we have, the materialistic things that we wear as believers. I don't think that is a negative thing. I think people, really, to be honest, I think a lot of people that come from just lack or poverty, they have a negative look at wealth compared to someone that's wealthy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just materialistic things to a wealthy person. So I think there should be like a understanding, a common ground when it comes to money and how we, you know, it's okay to dress nice. It's okay to have the nicest things. It's okay. I mean, why we have to give credit to just the celebrities and things is not a problem with them, but with the Christian community.
Yeah. You know,
it's just weird.
Go ahead and take it away, Apostle.
Yeah, it's like the world is okay with these celebrities. Like, they'll read a tabloid, right? Or they'll read something on the internet about a certain celebrity, musician, influencer, and be like, oh, it's, you know, they don't even think of the fact that they're walking around with Lambos, Ferraris, you know, Mercedes, whatever it may be, BMWs, Benzes, all, you know, they don't say nothing about that. I'm sitting there like, but as soon as a Christian shows up with a nice car,
that part,
it's done. But you had no problem with the unrighteous having anything nice. But you have a problem with a Christian having something nice. See, that's the disconnect that we talk about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's crazy.
Yeah, we can't have these disconnects, man. We got to do better in the body of Christ. Listen, the love of money's the problem. Money's not the problem. Where our heart is, where our heart posture is, that's what matters. If your heart is in a bad place, then you're going to pursue things that you shouldn't pursue. You're going to go after things that you should not go after. Mm. But if your heart is placed correctly and you know the heart of God, you're going to go after things the right way. I could care less. Here's honest truth. I could care less what people have. I just want to see that you have sound doctrine. I want to see that you're moving in the power of the Holy Spirit and souls are being saved.
Amen.
Okay. That's what I want to see.
And just one thing that makes me righteously angry is when I see men and women of God, and I know Apostle touched on this, but they want to bring so much condemnation to those who are successful in the kingdom of God. Maybe it's the cars that they're driving, or how they're, you know, maybe they're charting planes, right? Maybe they're wearing designer shoes or clothes, and they just want to continually condemn them over and over and over again. Yet they don't see, you know, they don't say anything to those who are unrighteous, to those who are wicked, to, you know, they're giving their money away to, you know, these major companies who are just stealing and stealing and stealing, you know, all the major corporations, the banks. It's like they don't say anything and they give their money freely to get the next, you know, big iPhone, right?
Right.
But they want to condemn all these men and women of God. Like, I want to see if you are going around, if you're using a plane to go do a crusade, I want you to fly first class. I want you to charter a plane. If there's going to be millions of souls that will be impacted and saved, if you're going to change and impact a nation, like, I want you riding first class. I want you riding in the most comfortable car, right? A Mercedes, a Bentley, whatever it is. I want you being in designer clothes because you're representing Jesus Christ. You're representing the kingdom of God. So for me, I want to see people succeed. I want to see them go from glory to glory, right? I want them to be able to represent the kingdom. And, you know, like I said, it's like we're going to be even wearing nicer things in heaven, right? So it's like, let's you know, manifest that. Let's bring that here. And so for me, man, that's just something that really, really irritates me is when people want to act on that and say that. I really think, church, we got to do better. We've got to do better in that area. So that's just what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Another thing, like the children are watching these really rich people wear these things, and it is giving them this like unattainable. And it's not that it's not attainable, but this unattainable pursuit thing. And what they'll do is they look at these rappers, they'll look at some of these other singers and other realms of genres of music, and they will go, that's my example, I want to be like that. And then they find out that getting the money takes work. Or, you know, you can't sell your soul, but selling your soul, right? And then what they'll do is they'll see the girls in the video, they'll see the boys, they'll see the money, they'll see the nice things, and they'll start getting into drugs and stuff in the pursuit of money. Wouldn't you much rather see, let your children see kingdom men and women of God who are presentable, who are dressed in excellence, who are, you know, who do have nice things? Wouldn't you like your kids to have them as an example and them give them the instructions of what it takes to get to that place of excellence? Like, love the Lord your God. Walk out there, heal the sick, cast out demons, cleanse the leper, tell the true gospel of Jesus Christ, get people saved, share your testimony, and the Lord will start to reward you. He'll start to bless you because of you seeking him first. Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Not only is it talking about things of the kingdom, but I mean, it does talk, is also in a sense talking about material things. But look, you can have material things, but material things shouldn't have you. Like, I was just sitting here thinking, Jesus pulls up to me and says, Daniel, get rid of it all. Would I do it? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because you know what? For what? You know, if I could tell you guys how many times I've had nice things and just gave it away.
Wow.
How many times I've had,
true.
You know, I just give stuff away, man. And that's before I even met these guys, before I even met Keegan or I met Mark. Like, I've also lost everything. You know, I've been through some stuff to even be where I am now. So I know that regardless of what I have, I still have Jesus. And as long as I have Jesus, I'm okay. Little bit, lot of bit, middle bit, it don't matter. He's going to always be faithful. And if I have him, I have everything. I have all the riches I need. You know, I can't take none of the riches with me. You can't take nice cars with you. Mm-hmm. You can't take nice clothes with you. You can't take your house with you. These are all temporary things. Like, of course, you know, my hope would be, God willing, you know, and the world's still around, that my children would inherit what I leave behind and their children's children and stuff like that. I hope that my kids will be smart.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that they won't just be splurgers and just start getting rid of everything, because that's also the pursuit of money.
Yeah.
Sometimes parents will leave their kids stuff and they just sell it. And they fought so hard to have it. Think about this. You fight so hard to have all this property and all these things, and then next thing you know, you pass away and your kids just sell it.
That's so crazy.
Something you fought so hard to keep. You spent your whole life, you put your heart and soul into, you built this thing, and then it's just gone. Wow. That's why we need to put our heart and soul into building the kingdom of God.
Come on.
Because that's the only thing that's really going to last. Some of you are hooked. You're watching this now. You're hooked to things. You're hooked to idols. You're hooked to these materialistic things. They have you. And you're worried all the way to your deathbed what your children are going to do with your things. You know people like that, Mark?
Oh, yes.
They're
yes.
worried about what they're going to do with their things.
My goodness.
And there's nothing they can do with it. I mean, there's what are you going to do? You're going to be a dead person. Like, who cares? Like, let it go now. You can't take it with you.
That's so good.
You can't take it with you. People out there trying, oh, I got to really pay this house. I'm going to leave it to my children. I'm working so hard. Even celebrities, watch this. Celebrities have children. They leave their stuff to their children. Their children becomes a full-blown drug addict and waste all the riches that they've had.
Wow.
So their legacy is completely gone. So the only thing that's going to be sustained is Christ. Christ is the glue that holds it all together. All this stuff it's all vanity, man. It's all worthless. It's just no point.
I mean, even with the people that play the lottery, you know, there's a statistic. I don't know fully, but they say people that win the lottery within 2 to 5 years, they spend it all.
You know why?
Why is that?
Taxes. People don't know how. See, here's the problem. People gain a lot of money, mm-hmm. and then taxes sneak up on them. Mm-hmm. They don't have a financial team, financial advisors to give them right advice.
Wow.
And they splurge the money, and Uncle Sam takes all their money. And they end up actually in debt. They go and they buy, like, boats and big houses, and, you know, they just spend their money on all this stuff. And then tax time comes around, and they can't pay their taxes because they didn't know 40% was on a certain amount. You know what I'm saying? Wow. And they didn't spend money in the right places to write that off. So if you ever come into a big amount of money, open a business.
So good.
Start a business. Open your own company. Don't just let money sit in your personal account. Mm-hmm. Uncle Sam ain't going to play with that. Yeah, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. You can't just let money just come. Money has to keep rotating, guys. Money has to. This is like a financial course for you guys. Mm-hmm. Money has to keep rotating. All right. I'm telling you, I've been there. I know how I trust me. I know a little bit about how money works. And that's why I even have a hired financial team, Christian financial team that helps me so that I don't end up in the sea of nothingness. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
So I try my best. Am I saying I'm perfect with money? No, but I try my best through wise advice on, you know, how to spend money and where to put it. So that's why a lot of people start nonprofits and stuff because they don't have to worry about all this tax stuff. But then you have for-profits where, like, I have for-profit and I have a nonprofit. And the for-profit's 40% or more, I think. I don't know exactly what it is. You guys know. Some of you guys know. So, like, if you make a certain amount of money in a company, you know, you better be spending money in the right places. You better start spending money. So there's a key for you guys that have – you business owners, comment. You guys know what I'm talking about. Let me know in the comment section. You know what I mean, right? You got to let the money be spent. You got to let it go somewhere. And here's another thing. That's why you don't see a lot of rich Christians just giving money to everybody. It don't work like that. Yeah. They're like, give all your money to this person and give it to that. You just can't give people money, guys. It doesn't work that way. You just can't hand a person $100,000. Watch this. This is the other side of it. If you give a person, a poor person, $100,000 and they have no understanding of money, it's like giving them a dollar.
Wow.
It's like giving them a dollar and you could actually hurt them more than you help them.
My goodness.
If you give a person who has a poor mindset a lot of money, it can hurt them more than it helps them because it's going to be all about, they're not going to know what to do with it. It's better like to buy them the car. Or it's better to buy them the house. Or it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's better to do that than just hand them money. Because if they knew how to work money and if they had the wisdom to do it, then they wouldn't be in the situation that they are.
My goodness.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's even been times where I've wanted to give money away and I felt like I heard the Lord saying, no, Keegan, don't give this person this money because it's not going to go back into my kingdom. It's not going to be used properly. And even though that's sad, it's like, man, like I really wanted to give them this, but I felt like a caution in my spirit. So I don't know if there's been maybe a time where you've done that, apostle, but there's definitely been times with me where I've had to be very, very careful where I put my money. And even there's sometimes, you know, you want to give to a certain ministry, but you know, you feel like the Lord's saying no, because of that. So yeah. It's a whole thing.
Money is agreement. Mm-hmm. Money is a binding contract. It's agreement. Mm-hmm. To accept money means I agree with you.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. So like when you give somebody money, you're going, I agree.
Wow.
So there's power in that. Mm-hmm. It's like if you go to a witch and you give her money and she's unrepentant, you have sowed into the kingdom of darkness.
Wow.
You know? Like a personal witch, like right there, not companies that are doing it. I'm talking about stuff that you have wisdom on, you know, like you're not ignorant about. Like we give money to unrighteous things all the time. I mean, we can't get away from that. But it's like, I agree with you being this, so I'm going to give you money. Like that's bad. Mm. Or even giving to ministries, guys, that you know, let's say you know the minister, you know it is sleeping around or doing crazy stuff.
Right.
And you're sowing into that. You're promoting the bad. You're promoting the wrong thing. And you're actually coming into agreement with that.
It's crazy. You're with your money.
You're actually saying, hey, this is okay. So it's very important that we know where to put our money. Even when it comes to giving money to the poor, you want to say, where can I put my money? Instead of me giving my money to a specific poor person, I would rather give it to an organization that helps the poor.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'd rather be like, find an organization that is actually giving to the poor because they are actually going to distribute the money appropriately. Mm. Like how many of you give to this ministry, you feel safe giving to this ministry because of what you see this ministry produce, right? Sure. We're making disciples, we're traveling the world, we're preaching the gospel, we're going to like, you know, places many people wouldn't even go to. We went to a place the other day where the cartel shows up and messes people up. We, you know, we just go wherever God leads us. So like that's what you're giving into is what you see. If you see fruit, give into it, right? If it's good fruit, then you're going to bear good fruit. But money is agreement, you know? I've had people, they'll be like, Daniel, I want to give you this money, but I want it to go for this. I say, I don't take money with attachments. Mm. If you're going to give me money, just give me money. Like, don't put an attachment to it. If you say, Daniel, I want to give this money to the supernatural life, I'll say, write a check to the supernatural life. Don't just give me the money. You know, put the money where you want it to go. Or they'll say, Daniel, I'm giving you this money, you know, for your wife, which that's fine. Then I'm going to give the money right to my wife.
Wow.
You know, instead of holding on to it. So money is agreement. So if you take the money and you put it in a wrong place, you're actually stealing. If somebody says, here's the money for this, and you don't use that money for that, it actually makes you a thief because you do that. You're taking it for another cause. Wow. So that's why I say don't just take money for the sake of taking money. Because and make sure it has no attachments. I always ask people if somebody's coming to you with $1 million check, be like, why are you giving me $1 million check? Well, I want you to go do a crusade. Okay, then I'm going to put this in a safe place to do a specifically for a crusade. Mm-hmm. You get it?
So good.
That's good.
You know, it's so crazy that like even the devil knows that money is an access point into the intentions in the hearts of man. Like where the Bible says where your treasure is, right? Your heart is. And it's crazy how mammon can use something that is, you know, is not harmful. Money's not harmful, like you said. But the devil knows that the heart is deceitful.
Yeah.
So he even know that if he can manipulate money, he can manipulate people. You know what I mean? And it's just crazy. I'm just thinking about that right now.
Watch this. Some people only want to be your friend for your money.
Wow.
So if they know you have something, they go out to eat with you because they know you're going to pay the bill. Mm. They want you. There's some pastors out there, they know that you have money. They want you in their church because they know you're going to be a big sower. That's crazy. So money is the motivator. That's mammon, guys. That's the spirit of mammon. That's how mammon works. Wow. That means mammon is causing your motivation to be lust, greed, money. So like people are friends with people just because they know that they're going to get a free ride.
Wow.
So it's not that they're friends, because what if they're not giving them money? Mm. Now you're not their friend anymore. Money can make you a lot of friends. Money can get you a lot of women. Money can get you a lot of material things. But once your money dries up, those people will want nothing to do with you. And now all you'll talk about of what is and what was. Wow. Back in the day, they say. Back in the day. You hear the older people, back in my day when I had a lot of money. I had five companies. I had this and that. And now they have nothing.
Wow.
It was great you had that, but why don't you have nothing? Well, you know, I made a mistake. I went to prison. I did this. I did that. You know, I slept with this, lost my marriage, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And nobody wants to listen to that. The Bible says nobody wants to hear what a poor man has to say, pretty much.
Wow.
You know, even though they have wisdom, even though poor people have wisdom sometimes, nobody wants to receive it because there's nothing to show.
Wow.
It's crazy stuff, man. So money is the love of money is the thing that cultivates those evil desires and is really behind a lot of things. It's behind Jezebel. It's behind pride, Leviathan. It's behind witchcraft, New Age, Python. It's behind all the spirits, man. Mammon is a strong ruling spirit behind a lot of other spirits. A lot of marital issues, guys, a lot of marital issues are behind money.
Yeah. Wow.
Some people, like I said earlier, become church leaders, become pastors, get into things for money. Some Christians, they become YouTubers. For money.
Wow.
You know, I remember when I first started, I had the thought of like, man, I want to be, you know, I want to be famous, right? Mm-hmm. Early on. And my heart posture was wrong, right? But it really wasn't for the money. Mm-hmm. I never thought about, you know, it's funny. I never really became a YouTuber per se for the money. I didn't know about the money till later on.
Wow.
I just thought about, hey, let me get 100,000 subscribers. Let me get 1 million subscribers. You know, that's what I didn't even think about the money part. That's how ignorant I was to that stuff. Mm. So, but fame was there. And you know, with fame comes money. So, you know, sometimes people can come in with like, you know, I want to be famous and not even think about the money part. But they know, you know, secretly, you know, being famous will eventually bring the money, right?
Wow.
So, you know, God had to crush all that stuff out of me. Trust me, you live by the praises of man, you'll die by their criticisms.
Yeah. Wow.
If man is what sustains you, you're going to be messed up. Mm. Yeah. You guys see it. I get criticized. God knows how much.
Now, trust me.
And guess what? Still rocking, guys. You know why? Because what Jesus says about me, what's matter? Not what man. What matters? Not what man says about me. So money is not bad, but the root of all evil is the love of money. Yeah. Mm. Guys, make sure your heart posture is correct. If you have idolized money, if your pursuit has been wrong, this podcast could be a, you know, a touch on your heart to let you know to reposition where your heart is focused. Focus your heart on Christ. Let his desires be your desires. Let souls be first and let everything else fall into place. Just repent. Turn from the love of money. Say, Lord, forgive me for seeking after money more than I'm seeking after you. Take your mind off of the worries of money, the worries of bills, all this stuff. Just say, Lord, I want what you want. Regardless of what I have, I just want to do what I'm supposed to do in the kingdom of God, and I want to see souls saved for your glory, and I want to see disciples made so more souls can be won. If that is the mindset, if you walk that way, you'll be okay. So, Father, I thank you for every person watching this. I pray right now that any idolatry of money, any spirit of mammon that may be lingering in these people, I command you by the power and authority of Jesus Christ to release their lives now. And I command the prosperity of the Lord Jesus Christ, which puts compassion in people's hearts for souls, to come upon them now. May that grace come upon you, and may the goodness of God overwhelm you, and may people come to the kingdom of God because they see the glory of God upon you. Lord, thank you for blessing them. We love you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Guys, this has been episode 16 of That Supernatural Talk podcast. We don't have a problem with Christians being rich. We don't have a problem with Christians having nice things. It's just make sure that your heart is in the right place and be willing to do what God is telling you to do with those nice things, because that's what matters. Amen. Hey, if God gives you nice things, make sure you do great things with your family and those nice things. Make sure you put your family first. If he gives you a nice house, bring God in the midst of that nice house and make sure your family is taken care of. Okay. And that's what matters. And also use it for kingdom purposes. But it's God, family, and then everything else. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, guys. Episode 16, that Supernatural Talk podcast. Love you guys much. Thank you, Glory Boys, for hanging out on another podcast. Can't wait to see what the next episode will entail. But until then, God bless, and I'll see you soon.
What is up, that Supernatural Talk family? Thank you so much for watching episode 16 of our podcast. Guys, I don't know what better episode there could be for you guys to hear and experience what God is doing through Apostle Daniel and the Supernatural Life, which is a global movement of casting out demons, sharing the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, laying hands on the sick, and just building the kingdom of God to greater and greater heights. Hey, I know many of you guys may be asking, how can I sow into this? How can I pour into this? So I wanted to give you guys a couple of opportunities. Here soon on the screen, I'm going to show you guys ways that you can sow into Apostle Daniel and the Supernatural Life. And also too, in the description below, there's ways that you can partner with that Supernatural Talk podcast if you want to help us and support us continue to make these episodes weekly. We've already made 16 and we plan on making way, way, way more. You guys can support us monthly through our podcast hosting site, Buzzsprout, or better yet, become a member of the channel and get access to all of our exclusive behind the scenes videos. We post weekly behind the scene clips that are absolutely hilarious. And I promise you are going to love them. So guys, right now, I just want to give you an opportunity. If you feel the Lord is putting on your heart to sow into the Supernatural Life, I want to give you guys ways to do that through Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal. You can also write a check as well to Daniel Adams or the Supernatural Life, and you can send that here. I'm going to put that on the screen for you. All right, guys, thank you so much for supporting and watching and sharing this and subscribing to the channel. I just want to pray over you, Father. I thank you for every single person watching this, every single person who supported our podcast, who's supporting and sowing into the Supernatural Life. I pray, Lord, that there's more grace upon their life and that you bless them, Father, even more than the wildest desires of their heart, in Jesus' name. Hey, guys, that's been episode 16. We love you and we'll see you soon on the next episode of That Supernatural Talk.